Australia may be facing a doctor shortage, but not because of a lack of interest in studying medicine. The future of 180 international medical students is in question after states were unable to reach an agreement about placement shortages. Sione Kelly reports.
Medicine is not usually regarded as a difficult profession to break into. But for some graduating international students, their chances of breaking into this profession may be limited. Although recent years has seen an increase for medical places at universities, there may not be enough internships available for these graduating students. Australian Medical Association Federal President Dr. Steve Hambleton believes that this is an area that needs to be addressed by both the federal and state governments.
In fact, we've known for years that there's an unhealthy reliance on international medical graduates. So universities and the federal government have made the decisions to increase the number of students. We've increased local students, we've increased international students. So we're seeing that surge coming through now, and this is the training bottleneck that we knew was going to arrive.
So without these placements, how can they gain experience?
Simply without these placements, these young men and women have got a medical degree, but they're not registerable either in Australia or anywhere else. And that's the problem. You know, these are doctors who are able to contribute to our health system. Australian communities are crying out for locally trained doctors, and here we have some.
Yang Timothy Du is a sixth-year medical student at the University of Adelaide. He believes that the year doctors spend interning is vital for their education.
It's critical. Unless you do a year of internship, you can't get full registration with the medical board of South Australia and indeed any other medical professional organisation, in Australia or indeed anywhere else. It's a year where you really learn on the job.
Mr. Du was lucky enough to get his first internship preference at the Royal Adelaide Hospital, but says not everyone is that lucky.
The students are most likely to get their first preference will be Australian domestic students that studied in South Australia. And then the second group is, I think, if I'm not wrong, is something like Australian citizens that are from interstate. And then, obviously, it filters down with international students right down the bottom in terms of getting the allocation preferences.
Western Australia has been able to provide medical placements to all its students. According to Kim Snowball, Director General of Western Australia Health, this is because of measures the government has implemented over the last few years.
There's not an obligation on states or on Western Australia, for that matter, to provide internships other than to Australian residents with a Commonwealth-funded place in a medical school. So that's our absolute obligation, and we've been fulfilling that all the time, including this year. What the issue is how do we accommodate the growth in overall students, bearing in mind in WA alone we've doubled the number of interns over the last 5 years.
However, Dr. Hambleton believes that the states all need to work together to solve the problem.
I mean, there are 182 graduates across Australia. It's a small number that each state, if they found extra positions, and some of those positions may well be in the private sector. And so each state, it's not sufficient to say we've looked after my graduates in my state. We are part of Australia. You know, there are 4 medical schools in Queensland. There's multiple medical schools in New South Wales. And we need to provide national positions for the whole country. That's why we need the federal government involved. But the state governments have got to do their bit as well. It's not sufficient to put their head in the sand and say, I'm okay on my turf.
Mr. Snowball maintains that WA and the other states work jointly.
We recognise we're part of a bigger system and more importantly that we're able to offer particularly our domestic students, Australians who are doing medicine, with internships so they can further their career in Australia.
But the problem does not end with the states, according to Dr. Hambleton.
We need to train all of these young men and women, so in turn they'll be available to train the next lot coming through in medical schools. And the pipeline has increased in its volume, but we've got to remember, next year the same number of graduates are coming through as this year, and we're going to have a problem then as well, and the same the year after. So we do need to create these jobs. We need to retain senior doctors in the system to help teach them. We need to use the private sector appropriately because we can't rely just on the public sector to do the training. But above all, we need cooperation from all parties.
Dr. Steve Hambleton, President of the Australian Medical Association, ending that report by Sione Kelly.